I wanted to start today by just telling you a story. It's not a story you'll find in the Bible. It's just a story to get you thinking. It's a story about three little children at Christmas. And one Christmas, the three little children look under the tree and there's a gift, an unusual gift, a strange gift that they don't know who put it there. But it has their names on it. Billy and Betty and Bobby. And Betty, she picked up her gift and she shook it gently and it rustled, a soft rustle. And she opened it and it was a beautiful, beautiful outfit. And she slipped it on over her head and it shimmered and she loved it. And from that day on, she never took it off. It became part of her. It changed the way she thought about herself. And then there was a similar box under the tree for Bobby. And Bobby opened up his box. And again, it had a beautiful suit of clothes that shimmered, and it was soft and gentle in his hands. And he liked the look of it. And he slipped it on, but he realized, no, I can't wear that all the time. I'll just wear that for special occasions. And then there was another box for Billy. And Billy opened his box and he took one look at it and said, no, that's not for me. And he put it back under the tree. Never really took it out of the box, never really owned it, never made it his own. And as you think about those three boxes, those three Christmas gifts, I want to talk to you about the giving of gifts. And why we give gifts. We give gifts because we want to bring people delight. And the best possible gift is a gift that is given with the right motive, a gift that is given out of love, and a gift that is just what the person always wanted and needed. So the right gift, given out of the right motive, is the perfect thing at Christmas. Sometimes we give gifts, and it might be the right gift, but it'll be for the wrong motive. I was in a flower shop not too long ago, and in this florist shop, there was the usual big array of bouquets and beautiful arrangements, and starting over here with the little ones, like a little bunch of garden flowers, all the way up to the magnificent flower arrangements. And the banner that the shop was using to advertise, to lead you into which one you should buy, said, just how sorry are you? As if you would buy a little bunch of garden weeds if you weren't very sorry at all, and you'd buy the magnificent display if you really had a lot to be sorry for. That's giving perhaps the right thing, but for the wrong motive. That's not the real reason to give a gift. You give a gift because you want to bring delight, not just to get yourself out from under a cloud. And sometimes we give gifts with just the right motive, but it's the wrong gift. There was a Christmas quite some time ago, and I had spent months looking for just the right gift for my wife, Rosie. Now, I love my wife, and I want to delight her, and I wanted to get her just the right gift. And back in the spring, long enough ago to where she would have forgotten mentioning it, she'd mentioned something that she really wanted, really needed, really would like to have. And so I thought, I'll spend the rest of the year finding that, and we'll get it for Christmas for Rosie. So about 2 months, 3 months before Christmas, I start looking and I start going to the right sort of places to find this very special thing that she said she wanted. And then about 2 weeks before Christmas, I got it and I wrapped it. It was in a big box. And it was about this far around, and it was about this tall, and it was heavy. So she knew straight away, as soon as she saw it under the tree, it wasn't perfume. Unless it was 5 gallons of perfume. But for 2 weeks, it drove her crazy, because it was just the perfect gift. And I had given it out of my best, perfect love for my wife. And I couldn't wait to see her face when on Christmas morning I handed her that parcel and she opened up her coat rack. Not a romantic gift for Christmas. Back in the spring, she'd really wanted this coat rack, and I was determined to please my wife. So out of exactly the right motive, I gave her the wrong gift. But what happens when you get exactly the right gift, the perfect gift, and it's given out of a perfect motive? Well, at Christmas, that is actually what we celebrate. Because the Bible tells us that God so loved the world, that's us, you and me, and everybody else, God loved us enough to give, to send his Son, Jesus. He loved you enough to give you just what you've always wanted, even if you didn't know you needed it. Because Jesus, the gift we receive at Christmas, it's got your name on it under the tree. And if you open that gift, and if you slide it on, and if you start to get accustomed to the way it feels, it will change the way you think about yourself. It will change the way you see the world. Nothing will be the same again. But you have to open the box. You have to make it your own. You have to own it. God gave it to you out of a perfect motive. He loves you. And it is, whether you know it or not, exactly what you've always wanted. But until you own it, until you make it yours, until you take it from under the tree and accept it as a perfect gift out of perfect motive from a perfectly loving God, you will never know how good it feels. You'll never know how good it feels to slip on that garment of love from God who loves you and loves you enough to have sent his Son in the form of a baby to be the Savior of the world, to save you from your sins, to allow you to stand clean before God. God loved you enough to do that. He loved you enough to do that through his Son Jesus. And he still loves you enough to do it even today. I hope you think about the gift that God has given you. I hope you don't leave it under the tree, unopened, undisturbed. I hope you let it change your life. I hope you slip it on and enjoy it. I hope you take for your own the gift of Jesus Christ this Christmas. Thank you.